That's how PBS welcomed viewers to Masterpiece Theater in January 1971. Now just Masterpiece, the Sunday night staple is the longest-running primetime drama series in TV history. For more than 25 years of that record-setting run, Rebecca Eaton has been the executive producer. Her 2013 book, Making Masterpiece, was released recently in paperback. Eaton says the support of viewers and PBS stations has been critical to the longevity of the series, but she says there was another factor involved.
It is partly luck. You never know where a great idea is going to come from. And Stephen Moffat, who, this is his take on Sherlock, Stephen Moffat, who is doing the new Doctor Who, he and Mark Gatiss had the idea to redo Sherlock in a contemporary fashion. Then the genius of casting Benedict Cumberbatch, who's an actor who's been around doing British drama and being in Masterpiece series for years. All of a sudden, he finds the perfect role for him and the perfect foil in the case of Martin Freeman as John Watson.
We don't know a thing about each other. I don't know where we're meeting. I don't even know your name.
I know you're an army doctor and you've been invalided home from Afghanistan. I know you've got a brother who's worried about you, but you won't go to him for help because you don't approve of him, possibly because he's an alcoholic, more likely because he recently walked out on his wife. And I know that your therapist thinks you're limp psychosomatic quite correctly, I'm afraid. It's enough to be going on with, don't you think? The name's Sherlock Holmes and the address is 221B Baker Street. Afternoon.
Off we go with that. At the same time that Julian Fellowes decides to recreate his movie Gosford Park as a returning television series, and 20 great characters just spring to mind for him, and he populates Downton Abbey. And off we go.
Eaton says the post-World War I struggles of the Grantham family returns to the air early next month. Downton Abbey, like many stories that make their way to Sunday night, first aired in the United Kingdom. But Eaton says Masterpiece isn't poaching already successful shows.
Many of these programs would not happen on the BBC or ITV or Channel 4. Those are the other networks in the UK. They wouldn't happen without us. We are actually co-producers, so it is our money as well as the BBC's money that make these things possible. We have some creative input. So Masterpiece started in 1971 as an acquisition series, just buying or licensing shows that had already been on, primarily on the BBC, but has gradually evolved into a true co-producer. I think we found our niche, which was British drama rather than international drama or even American drama, that there was a huge audience for it and a reliable quality to the work that was coming out of England.
Eaton says there's a good reason that Masterpiece has gone again and again to the well of British drama.
British revere their past and their writers. My theory about this is that, you know, we're such a new, young country compared to England, and we've got to get down to business. We have to build a country. And so we've been more forward-looking, more expansionist, rather than kind of contemplative and looking back. So I think writers in England, at least in the past few hundred years, have been hugely revered. Drama is so deep in their DNA. Christopher Marlowe, William Shakespeare, goes way, way back, storytelling.
The other staple of Masterpiece is, of course, mystery.
What we have discovered is what these detectives, particularly their detectives with legs, as we call them, which is detectives who kind of find their audience, the actors. David Suchet settles into Poirot.
It was here during an evening of entertainment that I first met many of you who gather here again today. Little did I know that that very same night, A murder most ingenious. It was being planned.
Are you saying you know who killed him, Mr. Poirot? Was it one of us?
Or Kevin Whiteley settles into Lewis, or Benedict Cumberbatch settles into Sherlock, and they will revisit the character year after year. And we do have more Sherlocks coming.
Eaton knows with more choice, there is greater competition today than there was when the series launched in 1971. But she says Masterpiece has found something unique that continues to attract viewers.
Everything anybody does is becoming more niche these days. And I think we had established a niche of high-end British drama over the years. So now we can build on that legacy and kind of go deeper rather than broader. In fact, because we've had such good shows on lately, our ratings, the ratings for Masterpiece, have doubled in the past 4 years.
Certainly, Downton Abbey is responsible for a good deal of that audience growth.
Oh, Carson.
Good afternoon, my lady.
We've seen some troubles, you and I. Nothing worse than this.
Nothing could be worse than this, my lady.
And what of Downton? How long can it last?
Forever, as far as I'm concerned. So, Series 5 goes on the air on January 4th of 2015, and I'm happy to tell you there is a Series 6 being written at the moment, which will be on a year later, so fingers crossed.
Rebecca Eaton's book, Making Masterpiece, is available now in both hardcover and paperback. The series airs Sunday nights. I'm Brian O'Keefe.